Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. Dude, it's been so long, I don't even remember what the introduction used to be for the Postal Stand-Up, but I got a guest, and it's Michael, of course, and I got an email from a fellow named Chris, who I've gotten emails from a number of people who want to hear the Postal Stand-Up again, and so I said, dude, if you got topics, screw it. I'll do an episode of the Postal Stand-Up. And so this one is about not signing forms that management tries to give you. So, Michael, do you want to just get started on it, or shall I give some background?
Well, go for it. So there are many times when management will come up to the carrier and say, hey, sign this. Hey, sign this or sign that. And we've told many times as stewards to let people know, do not sign anything if you don't know.
Right.
And absolutely. If you don't know, at least get a steward.
Yeah, the only thing you really should sign is your own 3971 and your discipline from management.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't sign anything else.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't know what that is, get a steward. Okay.
Right.
So what happened on some of the topic, from what I gather, is that I guess the management had a stand-up about
stationary events. Yes.
And since they talk about, hey, don't waste time on a stationary event, and gave out all these instructions and saying that it's training, and then wanted all the carriers to fill out the form
2548, which I know very well as a Carrier Academy instructor, because let me read to you, and Michael had me look this up. This is what's great about having Michael here. So this is in the ELM about the 2548. This is what it says. Let me grab my
And computer. I said it's for training.
Yeah, you said it's for new people for training. So in the ELM, this is section 732.13. It reads, PS Form 2548, Individual Training Record. New employee training must be recorded on PS Form 2548, Individual Training Record. There it is. New employees.
New employees.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason that management wants you to sign that is because they're being hostile. They're being sinister. Okay.
Yeah. And they're setting you up for future discipline.
Right. Basically, what they're going to say is that we told you during a stand-up that you do not do a stationary event, and you signed an agreement that you will not do that.
Right.
So therefore, you're in violation of what you signed for. So therefore, and they're going to issue that discipline.
And get a load of what management wanted these people to sign.
Yeah.
You can jump in at any moment. Yeah. All right. There are four boxes on here that they are to sign. The first one says, carrier will return to office when work duties are completed.
That's a simple thing for a new person.
It's reasonable. And it's also in the M41. We teach it in the Carrier Academy. All right, that's reasonable. Next, carrier. This is, I think, the wildest one. In fact, I'm going to skip it. We're going to come back to this one. The third one. Carrier understands that 2 10-minute street breaks are to be taken separately, not together. Again, it's reasonable.
That's in the M41.
Yeah, it's in the M41, right? That's okay. All right, the last one. Carrier must have scanner with them at all times.
That is not in the M41.
No, it is not. No, and that is something that the union can fight against.
It says scanner.
Scanner.
Actually, I think that is actually on the M41.
Well, at all times. It doesn't have any carve-outs here for lunch, bathroom, for anything like that.
For any postal use.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, and now we get to the crazy one. And we only have a minute left because it's the postal stand-up. Carrier must report all incidents that are not breaks. All inactivity events must be reported to a supervisor.
That is not.
Dude, that's
on there.
Nuts.
Okay. But that it is on there that if you are going to take more than 10 minutes or a certain spot, there is a thing where you have to inform management why it's taking that long.
I don't think that's in the M41.
But sometimes. Yeah. That it takes a while. It is for management to figure that out.
Right.
Okay.
That's their responsibility.
And that is their responsibility to figure out why it's over 10 minutes and not use a scanner data because
they're supposed to observe.
They're not supposed to observe personally and not covert observation.
Oh, no covert observation. That's exactly right. And so if your carriers are getting disciplined for this, you need to ask, well, where's the form 4565 or whatever is the one where
4584?
There you go. The one where they actually come out and observe you.
Mm-hmm.
And if management doesn't have that form, then they can't be issuing discipline because they never saw anything happen. All right. So the moral of the story is a form like this.
Don't sign it.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.